Matt Walsh's Am I a Racist is storming the box office. The documentary, or better, mockumentary, is already the highest grossing documentary of 2024, but critics won't go near it because it masterfully exposes their woke hypocrisies. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, and we're going to take a look at the newest documentary that remains too risky for any movie reviewer to touch, but that's exactly what we're going to do. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in. So my wife and I went to see Am I a Racist over the weekend. It stars the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh, who goes undercover to expose what we might call the racist industrial complex. People who claim to be social justice activists, but who are in reality financially profiting, and I mean big time, from the very racism that they claim they're trying to solve. It masterfully reveals not just the myriad of absurdities that have brainwashed the modern left, but indeed the vile hatred that lies at the heart of today's modern woke hysteria. I think it's an excellent film. It's clever. It's funny. And it's precisely that humor that makes the film so special. Matt was on with Joe Rogan recently, and Rogan made this very point. He noted that we often push back against all this wokeness and expose how ridiculous it is with overt argument and confrontation and calling them out. But there's something special and indeed evocative about comedy's unique ability to expose hypocrisies and social pathologies. And that's exactly what comedy historically was. Historically speaking, Western civilization envisioned comedy as a profound means of cultural critique. So, for example, if we go back to ancient Greece, we find that comedy sought to address the political and social issues of their day with whimsical critique and satire. One of my favorite examples is the Greek playwright Aristophanes and his play called Lysistrata. And what Aristophanes does in that play is he critiques in a very humorous and insightful way the ancient Greek notion that women were sexually unbridled and undisciplined. And the gist of it is because women tended not to be educated, Greeks generally believed that women never learned to discipline their passions. And so women were considered sexually unrestrained, naturally promiscuous and the like. Now, what's so neat when it comes to this play, Lysistrata, is that Aristophanes critiques this notion with the women in the play all going on a sex strike. Now, the occasion is the Peloponnesian War, and the women wanted the war to end. And so in order to end the Peloponnesian War, the women in the various city-states throughout ancient Greece, they went on a sex strike. They refused to have sex with their husbands until the husbands agreed to stop fighting. And they were successful. All the men stopped fighting because it was the men that ultimately couldn't control their sexual urges, while the women demonstrated remarkable sexual restraint. So as it turns out, it's the men with the unbridled passions. You see, classical comedy imaginatively employed irony and satire to make profound social commentaries on their world and society. And I think that's precisely what Matt Walsh did in this film. Without knowing it, all of these woke activists were placed on a comedic stage and they were just allowed to be who they are. And their own absurdities, accentuated by Matt Walsh's comical absurdities, their own absurdities reveal just how utterly absurd wokeness really is. We learn very, very quickly that wokeness solves nothing, precisely because it's not meant to. There's simply too much money to be made, profiting off of the very racism the woke claim to want to resolve. But there was something even more profound that the documentary or mockumentary revealed. And this actually came as quite the shock. Hey, gang, last week, my brand new book, Fight, How Trump and the MAGA Movement Are Changing the World, hit the number one bestseller on Amazon in two different categories. And you're the ones who made that happen. I'm so thankful to all of you who went out, pre-ordered the book. And I want to show that gratitude to you. So I am hosting a live online virtual book launch on October 2nd. It's completely free. All you got to do is just register. And as a token of my gratitude for all of you who pre-ordered my book, I want to give you all a gift. You know what? I'm in such a giving mood. Even if you didn't pre-order it, I'm going to give you a gift. If you go and register right now for my book launch event, as soon as you RSVP, I'm going to give you the introduction to the book absolutely free. It'll get sent right to your inbox. So you got nothing to lose. You don't even have to show up. I hope you do. But just click on that link or scan the QR code on the screen and go RSVP right now. This book launch event is going to be amazing, gang. Again, it's absolutely free. It's online. You can enjoy it from the comfort of your own couch, as it were. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you the things that not only changed my life, but the lives of so many amazing patriots all over the world. That's the key with this book. This book isn't so much how Trump and MAGA are changing America. This is how Trump and we, the MAGA movement, are indeed changing the world. That's the core of the book. The MAGA movement is changing the world, all as we are in turn being transformed and changed in the process. And if you understand that, gang, it's going to embolden you and impassion you as we head on into November. So this is what I want you to do. Click on that link below in the description or scan the QR code on the screen. Go RSVP for this free online event. Then immediately check your inbox because you're going to get a nice little gift. You're going to get my intro absolutely free. I can't wait to see all of you on October 2nd. It's going to be absolutely awesome. There are actually several moments in the film that are actually quite shocking. Intentionally so, in terms of how they reveal the intense hatred that lies at the heart of wokeness. And the entire film, I'm not going to give it away, but the entire film climaxes with a scene that really is, it's frankly disturbing. It's hard to watch in terms of how overtly it demonstrates that hatred. And it reminded me of a scene I saw a few years back, actually in the world of tennis at the U.S. Open Championships. You may remember back in 2018 when Serena Williams had a complete and total meltdown at the U.S. Open Finals. The umpire penalized her for getting coaching from the box, which she and her coach later admitted that they were doing. But when she got penalized for it, she just completely unraveled and started verbally abusing the umpire, calling him all kinds of names. I mean, it was pretty brutal stuff. It was very verbally violent. And after she lost, at the post-game press conference, to justify that meltdown, Serena claimed that she was valiantly fighting for women's equality out on that court. She said that the umpire would never have treated a male tennis player in that way. And she was taking a stand against sexist bigotry. And when the press conference was over, I kid you not, the press room, those so-called reporters, they broke out in applause for her. She had a freaking public temper tantrum on court. She acted ridiculous. She completely humiliated herself. She hurled nothing short of verbal violence towards an officiating referee. No one should be treated the way he was treated. But as long as that ridiculous exhibitionist hysteria was all done in the name of women's equality, as long as she was defending herself against the supposed violation of politically correct norms, then such violence not only could be applauded, it ought to be applauded. That's what Am I a Racist powerfully reveals. Yes, it's funny. Hysterically so. But the film climaxes to reveal that at the heart of wokeness is a profound wickedness. And I'm not being hyperbolic. At the heart of wokeness is a profound wickedness. A profound hatred that believes that violence is justified once woke norms are violated. So wokeness is a kind of sanctity that, if violated, if transgressed, must be, that's the key, must be, not should be, must be atoned for if justice is to be served. It must be atoned for. And that atonement involves scapegoating and shaming and excommunicating the transgressors of woke norms. And that atonement could involve verbally assaulting an officiating referee, or it may involve burning down the entire racist system, as we saw the media defending back in the summer of 2020. This, to me, is what made Am I a Racist so powerfully good. It combined humor with a profound social commentary that revealed wokeness for what it really is, and ultimately, and thankfully, why it has no future.